KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies around 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 72. For Friday, sunny skies, isolated storms. We'll see temperatures at 90. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Weather problems in many wheat-producing countries are turning projections for world wheat supplies topsy-turvy, and prices are showing those effects. Gary Crawford with more.
This spring, we're watching what is essentially a
pretty big slash in global wheat production.
USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Jekanowski, lots of problems here and around the world. First in the U.S. for the spring wheat crop.
Looking pretty bad across those northern plains.
Heat and drought expected to cut the spring wheat crop by over 40% from a year ago. All wheat production in the U.S. forecast down 7%, and elsewhere?
We cut our production forecast for Canada by 7.5 million tons. And then in Russia, we cut production there by 12.5 million tons. They're showing lower area and harvest results coming in quite poor.
Analysts had thought world wheat production would exceed consumption this next year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey said the country's current drought began last year.
A year ago, not quite a year ago, in mid-October 2020, topsoil moisture across the country was 56%, very short to short, and that indicated that we were already getting into a serious drought situation in parts of the north and west, all the way back to late last summer and early autumn. And so the fact that we didn't have much snow in the winter, had a relatively dry spring and a hot, dry summer, it's going to take quite a bit of moisture, rainfall this late summer and autumn, snowfall this winter, and more rain next spring to fully pull out of this drought to replenish the soil moisture profile to help pastures and rangelands recover. So any rain or snow at this point is good, but it's going to be a multi-storm process that's going to linger on for months before things start looking normal again once normal weather finally returns across the northern plains and the northwest.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly, along with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, continues to push for the COVID-19 vaccine across the state as the COVID-19 Delta variant continues to rise with new cases. At the same time, Cindy Samuelson, the spokesperson for the Kansas Hospital Association, says that hospitals across the state are also feeling the pressure of individuals getting sick.
Nearly all of the state of Kansas is experiencing challenge with seeing COVID patients with the Delta variant. The most important short-term solution we could do is keeping our staff healthy. We know we have some breakthrough cases. If the community spread can be impacted and reduced, that means more of our healthcare workers will be able to stay healthy and stay in the workplace.
That audio from KSN News. In other news, Evergy is working to replace some transmission structures in Coffee County. As KWCH News reports, they started the project earlier this morning and could last up to 6 to 8 hours. During the time of the project, customers in Waverly, Beto Junction, and surrounding rural communities could experience some power interruptions. Good American Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Residents in Salina, Kansas are looking further into the investigation that for years that the chief of staff with the city's fire department were paid for days that they were not working, but claiming that they were on the city's payroll. As a forensic auditor has confirmed that it's been going on for years, dating back to 2014 and costing the city nearly $75,000.
That we're looking at was $75,373.73. It was likely happening before May of 2007, and it's been happening at the city of Salina for quite some time.
That audio from KWCH News. In other news, the parents of a 3-year-old Scott City boy who died after a dental procedure in Wichita have filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Angel Zapata and Nancy Valenzuela filed the lawsuit yesterday, alleging their son did not receive proper care during a procedure to remove teeth back on July 6th. The suit names dentist Scott White, nurse anesthesiist Jeremy Salisbury, and the Tiny Teeth Dentistry, along with special anesthesia services. At American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Labor shortages that have plagued businesses across the country have also put the squeeze on Nebraska state parks. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that has led officials to make the unprecedented move to cut hours and services at parks across the state. State Parks Administrator Jim Swenson says parks already were short-staffed this summer, operating with only an estimated 70% of their normal workforce. Now, with many seasonal workers headed back to school, parks are more short-staffed than ever. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission released a list of hours and service reductions at many of its properties, including Mahoney, Ponca, and Niobrara State Parks and Lake McConaughey. Rural America lost more population in the latest census. The trend highlighted an already severe worker shortage in the nation's farming and ranching regions, as well as drew calls from those industries for immigration reform to help ease the problem. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
On our local news, as another school year begins and students return to classes, we continue a series of conversations with the area superintendents about major projects affecting their districts and personnel changes. This week's conversation with the Frankfort Centralia, Hanover Barnes Lynn, and Washington County superintendents.
This is Jen Horn with the Public Affairs Program. This week I spoke with Area Superintendents Matt Rogers of USD 380 Vermilion Frankfort Centralia, Lee Schmidt of USD 223 Barnes Hanover Lynn, and Denise O'Day of USD 108 Washington County Schools. The school districts are applying lessons learned from the pandemic from last year, as Denise O'Day says.
While we won't do everything like we did last year, we are going to keep some of our COVID precautions in place. We are not wearing masks this coming fall. Anyway, we're not going to start that way. We'll see, you know, if we have to pivot and change our mind in a couple weeks, we might have to do that. But we are going to attempt to start the school year without masks. We're not going to be taking temperatures several times a day like we did last year. Now, we do have the freestanding thermometers, and so it's easy to take a temperature. You know, it's not like someone has to hold it up to a child's head like they did last year. But the CDC has come out and said that that is really a time-consuming endeavor that didn't help anything. And quite frankly, at our school, we didn't catch a single student or adult with a fever all year long. So it really wasn't the best use of our time or resources, taking a temperature, so we're not going to do that. But we are going to continue to sanitize every hour. We're going to continue to focus on hand washing and sanitizing. We're going to continue to have small cohort student groups. In case we do have to do any contact tracing, we'll need to know who students we're sitting with, say at lunch or at a small breakout group.
Matt Rogers and Lee Schmidt, tell us about some of the improvements that were made over the summer.
We did some pavement work in our school. We renovated four classrooms at Centralia, which included the weight room, a social studies room, and two elementary classrooms. We are getting new windows over at Frankfurt, so those won't be started till probably September. They're having some issues getting parts in. And then just your general stuff. You know, obviously we fixed little things. We painted a lot of classrooms.
Been very busy, USD 223, over the summer. We completed a new gym at Lynn. Preschools, both Lynn and Hanover, have been constructed. A press box, restrooms, and concession stand at Hanover football field. We're going to enclose the football field at Hanover. New goals and nets at Hanover Gym for basketball and volleyball. New track facilities at Lynn. So it's been very busy.
Washington County USD 108 has a major project to address in the upcoming years.
We had a roof study done 2 years ago in 2019, and so now we have a plan of action. It's about a seven-year action plan for repair, restore, or replace our roofs. And we have a major section of our 1965 high school building where the roof has to be restored. So that means a new roof, and that's going to be about $350,000.
Everyone agrees that COVID is the major challenge for the upcoming school year, and USD 380 has a specific goal in meeting that challenge.
You know, obviously we're still dealing with some effects of a pandemic, and last year was not fun for anybody. I mean, it didn't matter what we tried to do. It was just very difficult, not only on the students, but it was difficult on our staff. So I think one of the things we learned is how to reach our students in that non-typical way, not just have them sitting in the classroom and lecturing to them. We learned how to use different platforms, whether it's Google Classroom or Classroom Dojo or, you know, things of that nature to reach our kids if they weren't sitting in our seats. But we all know that, you know, having kids sitting in front of our teachers is what's best for them. And so we're going to do everything we can in our power to make sure that that happens throughout the whole school year.
Just as the superintendents agree that the biggest challenge they face this upcoming year is managing the pandemic, they also agree that they are looking forward most to the students returning. Lee Schmidt of USD 223 shares his feelings on this.
I'm excited to see the kids back in school. The school is a kind of a lonely place in the summertime, but once the kids get back, it's always vibrant, full of energy and enthusiasm and excitement and anxiousness to learn new things. Gyms and the football fields and the practice facilities are just an extension of the classroom, so I'm excited to see all the kids getting out there and learning all they can, you know, about the sport, but then also about the discipline and the work ethic and the teamwork that they learn on, you know, on the field and the court.
All three superintendents are looking forward to working with their new staff.
We've picked up a new early childhood teacher, and we've picked up, you know, we've split our first grade, so we picked up a new teacher there, and then we've made some moving around in the district and things of that nature. We've had some staff that we've hired internally that have went from one position to another. We're really excited about our new hires. They're extremely, you know, how it is when you get a new job and you're ready to go, and they've been in the classroom for a couple weeks now getting everything just perfect. And so we've got a very good mix of veteran teachers and younger teachers and new teachers.
We have 9 new staff members this year, so it's an exciting time. A lot of young, energetic, anxious, excited teachers that are excited to begin their careers here, and we have a wonderful mentoring system to provide them all the help that they need and support that they need to get off the ground this very first part of the year with tremendous success. I'm excited to see them in action.
We have a lot of new staff. Ollie Bush is going to be our secondary counselor. Kate Lott is going to be our elementary PE. Andrea Anderson is our elementary music. Brandy McCubbin is an elementary special ed teacher. Emma Tryon will be a 5th grade teacher. Chelsea McCall is our new high school science teacher. Richie Nelson is our high school special ed teacher, and Ken Postacol is our high school custodian.
Thank you for tuning into Public Affairs this week. We've been speaking with area superintendents, USD 380 Vermilion Frankfort Centralia Matt Rogers, USD 223 Hanover Barnes Lynn Lee Schmidt, and USD 108 Washington County Schools Denise O'Day. You're listening to Public Affairs on KNDY.
We'll conclude our conversation with area superintendents as part of our Public Affairs program airing this weekend, Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Join the conversation with Marysville and Valley Heights superintendents. David F. Dave Bates, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dave Bates.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, quiet weather for this Wednesday across the central parts of the Midwest, but we do have an upper level system that'll be pushing across our area as we head into tomorrow. Continuing into tomorrow night, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms. We have a low pressure system that'll be moving in from the northwest, continuing to bring more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. We will continue to see temperatures in the upper 80s to the lower 90s across the central parts of the Midwest over the next several days. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 72. For Friday, sunny, isolated storms, we'll see temperatures at 90. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:19. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43.
Heatburst is the weather word for the day. We will use up some hot air talking about it today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 18th, the 230th day of the year. Robert Redford celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1988, 22 cities set new record high temperatures in the sweltering summer of 1988. Heat like that often brews thunderstorms, which in turn brings refreshing downdrafts of cooler air. Sometimes, though, the downdraft from a collapsing storm is so great that it causes a heat burst, a sensation compared to a blast furnace by those who've experienced it. A heat burst in Oklahoma in 1996 spiked the temperature from 88 to 102 in a matter of minutes, with winds up to 95 miles per hour. And a more recent Texas heat burst whipsawed the temperature from 75 to 94 and back to 73, all in less than an hour. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas. is Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Win for the Royals last night as Daniel Lynch allowed one run over seven sharp innings as the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 3-1. Hanser Alberto gave the Royals the lead with a two-run double in the sixth. Michael A. Taylor also drove in a run off losing pitcher Framber Valdez. Jake Brantz walked a pair in the ninth before the hard-throwing reliever struck out Chaz McCormick and earned his second career save. The Royals have come from behind to beat the AL West leaders in each of the first two games of their four-game series at Kauffman. That series continues this evening, first pitch at 7:10. Things didn't go quite so well for the Wichita Wind Surge in a back-and-forth battle last night. The Wind Surge could not hold off the Springfield Cardinals after taking the lead three times. The Cardinals continued to answer the run, scored by Wichita, and took the game 8-6. Game two of the Wichita Wind Surge and Springfield Cardinals tonight. First pitch, 6:35. Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
News from the Big 12. Big 12 teams will have to forfeit games and be given a loss if they're unable to play a conference game this fall because of COVID-19 or any other reasons. The Big 12 says a no contest will be declared only if both teams are unable to compete. There are no plans to make up any games not played as scheduled, and Cake TV reports there are no longer football roster thresholds in effect like there were last season and allowed teams to seek a no contest. Chiefs Nation, listen up. If you plan to go to game day tours of Arrowhead Stadium, you may want to keep that COVID-19 vaccination card handy. A week after New Orleans announced that its fans would be required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test at Saints games, the NFL has confirmed that the Kansas City Chiefs fans who buy a game day tour of Arrowhead will be required to be fully vaccinated. A vaccination card will be mandatory for the tour due to its scheduled on-field visit. Mid-America Network Sports.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hummingbirds are on the move, starting their migration to warmer climates. Help them fuel up for their long journey. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may have noticed more hummingbird activity at your feeders and flowers. These winged beauties are eating more to increase their body weight in preparation for their arduous journey south. Consider adding some late-blooming annual and perennials to your garden. Many garden centers sell flowering plants for the late summer and fall garden. Use these to create an attractive container or fill voids in planting beds. Add one or more feeders to your landscape. Provide space between the feeders as hummingbirds are territorial. Make sure there is cover within 10 to 15 feet. Fill with a 1-part sugar to 4 parts water solution. Replace the mixture and clean the feeders every few days. This provides additional food for the hummingbirds and viewing opportunities for you. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Friday night fun at the annual Beatty Milo Festival this weekend includes a petting zoo, pony rides, kiddie carnival, co-ed softball, as well as a glow run beginning at 9 with fireworks following. Saturday, make plans for the truck show and convoy beginning at 9, as well as Milo and corn exhibits. Helicopter rides begin at 10. Cornhole tourney begins at noon. Antique tractor pull at 1, with concessions and beer garden at the ball field. Food trucks feature beginning Saturday at 3 for the annual Beatty Milo Festival. Your invitation to the Beatty Milo Festival from Blue Valley Technologies, featuring telephone, wireless internet, and BVTV. State-of-the-art technology, people-focused service. Smart Truck Line, when you need it hauled, haul it right. Make the smart choice, Smart Truck Line of Beatty. United Bank and Trust, Ag, Business, Personal Banking. Mobile operations make your life easier. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life.
In the late 1850s, there was a sale of a farm that was against the law of the country. Both the seller and the buyer could have been fined and imprisoned, or worse. Yet that sale was not contested. The story of the buyer, the seller, and the legacy here in Auburn, New York is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Harriet Tubman is known for making over a dozen trips into slaveholding areas and bringing people to freedom. Short in stature and suffering from physical ailments from mistreatment by her owners, Harriet didn't appear to be capable of the task.
No one suspects that she is the one who is getting these people out. She's just kind of under the radar.
Tubman was from the eastern shore of Maryland and brought many people out of slavery from that area of the nation. Kimberly Seswick shares the story from Harriet Tubman National Historical Park in Auburn, New York, the town Tubman eventually called home. She says Auburn held a connection for Tubman.
There is also a very settled black community here of over 300 people. Culturally speaking, just a lot of connection with the people here.
New York Senator William Seward and his wife Frances were supportive of Tubman, even selling her a place to live, an action that was illegal at the time.
1850 Fugitive Slave Act makes it unsafe anywhere in this country for a fugitive slave. So Seward selling this property to Harriet Tubman in 1859 is so against the law. Frances should have been thrown in jail for 6 months, fined $1,000, and never mind Harriet being arrested.
But that did not happen.
Auburn, New York, was home to many abolitionists, and the Sewards were well known in government. Tubman was active in the Civil War, and we're still learning about her full involvement.
She was a nurse, a scout, a spy. But there's some other stories that we want to do some more research on, such as the Combahee River Raid, where she is actually leading some black troops.
In that Civil War raid, some have credited her with leading about 700 slaves to freedom. Tubman did come back here to central New York to live the rest of her life, and an eventful life it was. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Auburn, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
The Treasure Chest in Frankfort is starting an exciting new chapter. Join them this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, for drawings, special prizes and discounts, sweet treats, food samples, and a lasagna dinner. Saturday night, 5 to 7, $10 per person. Don't miss this grand reopening of the Treasure Chest.
In late summer and fall, many kinds of perennials begin to form seed heads. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Collect the seeds, store them over the winter, and grow some free plants next year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A huge perennial garden. The coneflowers, columbine, and a few others have no problem spreading their own seeds in the fall, so I get free plants every spring. You can build your own perennial garden by collecting seeds directly from the plants and saving them till next year. David Graper is an extension horticulture specialist at South Dakota State University. He says to watch for the seed pod to turn tan or brown in color. It will ripen and then split open to release the seeds. There are several ways to catch them before they end up on the ground.
You can certainly pick them while they're not completely open and then just put them in a brown lunch sack and let them mature in there. And when they open up and spill the seed out, you'll have captured it that way. Or you can collect them while they're still a little bit green, lay them out on some dry newspaper or paper towels inside your home in a warm, dry location and let them open up there.
If you want to separate the chaff from the seed, you can, but it's not necessary for germination. In some cases, the seeds are so small that it would be a real pain to do anyway. Graper says to let the seeds dry for a week or two in a cool, dry place inside your home. This will decrease the moisture content of the seeds so they'll store properly, and then you can find a container to put them in.
Some people use baby food jars, just put the seed in there and put the little cap on top. Some people use Ziploc bags. You can even use like glycine envelopes or even regular mailing envelopes and just seal them up. But if you do use something that is not going to be waterproof, then put those into a watertight container and then store that seed in a cool, dry location. Or you can even put it in your freezer and store it for longer term.
Don't forget to write the name of the plant on the seed container. Learn more about saving your own seeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
There's a wonderful sense of freedom that comes from knowing God has a purpose for each of our lives. I've tried to extend the same mindset when it comes to approaching my finances. Hi, I'm Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, God has a purpose for you, one that includes having clarity when it comes to your finances so that you can live out your purpose. But having financial clarity does take quite a bit of discipline and planning. To achieve financial clarity, start by outlining your short and your long-term goals, ones that align with your personal values and your beliefs. Perhaps you're working on paying off some debt, or maybe you're all set to open up your very own small business. When you set a clear plan for your goals, you'll begin to see how money is a tool to help you achieve them. By having a disciplined approach when it comes to your money, you'll begin to experience the joy that financial clarity can bring, and it will be a sure way to live with more purpose and gratitude.
We don't always use the best judgment when making food choices, and food companies know this. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. We may want to eat right, but sometimes we can't help ourselves, and many food companies are willing to take advantage of that. So says Michael Moss, author of Hooked, Food, Free Will, and How the Food Giants Exploit Our Addictions.
The food companies, they're in this phase now that I like to call health washing. More and more people were caring about what they were putting in their bodies and what they were eating that was starting to translate into sales. And they were panicking. They were going, how do we change our products to make them less threatening to people? And so that's when you saw them starting to cut back on salt, sugar, fat, and then adding things that they thought we would love, like let's add some protein into sugary cereal.
Moss says we also like cheap food, and the manufacturers and processors know that.
One of the basic instincts that we have is to love food that's inexpensive. If you think about it, when we were in hunter-gatherer societies, who would go chase down an impala when you could grab an aardvark and get a much easier, inexpensive food as a basic instinct? So the industry is continuing to work really hard to keep costs down, to drive costs down.
Moss was featured in a recent episode of the podcast Food Talk, and we'll hear more from him tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The soybean crop across the United States looks strong to meet domestic and international demand. Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council Vice President of Market Intelligence, says the overall crop across the nation is in good shape.
Not the crop that we were looking at last year in aggregate, but still good in line with five-year averages, shaping up for, an overall good crop, which is not to say there aren't pockets of dryness that are creeping in, particularly in the Dakotas and Minnesota. I mean, we're a long way from seeing any significant yield losses and a lot of other parts of the country, particularly some of the major growing regions in the Corn Belt and Midwest, looking good overall.
Closing out a banner year, Marshall says exports look strong moving forward.
Well, I always get excited this time of year because we start to look ahead at what the order book looks like and prognosticate on what total volumes will be over the balance of the year. Now, our order book is looking, I think, quite robust this time of year. We've got over 10 million metric tons in forward sales. 4 million of that to China. Now, it's not the same volume that we saw this time last year, but overall, the volumes that we've got committed are really exciting. Now, of course, getting that to market also matters. And one of the things that I'm very excited about for this coming year is dredging of the lower Mississippi. If you don't think that matters, take a look down at Argentina. They've had a lot of drought this year, and it's really eroded the draft of the Paraná River. That is leading to some fundamental changes in the way grain is moving around and how it's getting into export channels. So our infrastructure here in the U.S., really critical, and excited to see this dredging project advance forward this season.
He says soybean oil is a strong point of demand.
Bean oil has certainly been in the news a lot this year due to surging demand from the renewable space, a lot of renewable diesel plant announcements, expansions, retrofits.
That's United Soybean Board's Mac Marshall. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A longtime veteran of farm policy says the funding in the massive spending package congressional Democrats are developing is going to be critical for expanding the next farm bill. The Democratic package is expected to include $89 billion in agriculture funding. Ferd Helfer, an ag policy consultant, former policy director of the National Sustainable Ag Coalition, says it's a real deal now, and he wished honestly that agriculture was more united in pushing for it. The funding intended to be focused on fighting climate change, but Helfer spoke in D.C. and said it's unclear of how much at $89 billion would go to conservation, since some of the money is intended for other priorities like ag research and President Biden's civilian climate corps. He also notes that Democratic leaders are under pressure from some members to cut the cost of the overall reconciliation package, which has now reached $3.5 trillion. A group of nine House moderates demanding the House take up a Senate-passed infrastructure bill without waiting until the Senate acts on the larger reconciliation package. Helfer has been working on farm bills since 1977 when he was an intern in Congress. Higher ag commodity prices and government payments helping keep farmers' income stable across the central states during the second quarter. That according to the Kansas City Federal Reserve. Some 80% of bankers surveyed in June report income was higher than a year earlier. Loan repayment rates also increased from a year ago, and farm real estate values jumped 10% from last year, the largest increase since 2013. The KC Fed's region includes Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and the northern half of New Mexico, with the western third of Missouri. USDA will release its updated farm income forecast on September 2nd. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
With proper maintenance, a wastewater lagoon can do its job for decades. Know how to evaluate the water and vegetation around it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Landowners have a wastewater lagoon instead of an underground septic system. Wastewater flows from the house through an underground pipe to the above-ground lagoon where the water is treated. Wayne Wolch is an Extension Water Resources Engineer at the University of Nebraska. He says proper maintenance is critical to keep the system functioning. The recommended water depth is 2 to 5 feet. If it falls below 2 feet, grab a hose and restore the water level. Also, keep an eye out for vegetation, such as duckweed, on the water surface.
It can actually block sunlight from entering into the lagoon column of wastewater. It penetrates through that surface of the lagoon, and that sunlight can be helpful. So if there is any sort of infestation, vegetative growth, it would be good to take care of that.
You could reach in with a rake and pull the vegetation off the surface, or use an approved herbicide. He also recommends reducing vegetation around the lagoon.
And that's because one thing lagoons like is to have the wind across their surface and sunlight. And so trees planted close that might shade or block wind would not be good. Also, we'd like to minimize any sort of tree root encroachment. So that's another reason to keep trees and shrubs, hedges and such away from the lagoon.
The water color should be a bright, rich green, which means there's plenty of algae. Algae produce oxygen, which is essential for bacteria to make the lagoon function. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on lagoon management at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers continue across our futures markets. Rolling through our midweek Wednesday, September Kansas City wheat up 4.5 at 7.21 1/4. December's up 4 3/4 at 7.34. September corn is up 1 3/4 at 5.60. Dees is up 0.25 cent at 5.63 3/4. Soybeans continues to be where the problem is. As a matter of fact, September soybeans down 9.5 at 13.59.5. November down 8 at 13.53.5. So not a lot of positives for soybeans. Meal is down. September is down 2.20 at 3.57.90. October down 2.20 at 3.57.10. Soy oil is way off. September down 60 points at 61.94. October down 65 points at 61.56. Canola is down. November canola down 7.80 at 9.10.50. October cotton is down 131 points at 94.39. So not a lot of positives for soybeans or canola or cotton right now. In the livestock complex, things are a little bit different. Things actually look pretty good in livestock. October live cattle up $1, $129.12. December up 80 at $134.62. In the feeder cattle, September feeders up $195 at $162.87. October feeders up $117 at $165.45. All the back months are good in the feeder cattle. Most of the back months are good in fat cattle. Hogs that seem to look well. October hogs up 57 at 88.47. December hogs up 47 at 81.55. So everything looks good right now in the livestock complex. In the metals markets, August gold down $5.10 at $1,779.90 an ounce. Silver and copper are also lower. And in the energies markets, September crude oil is down a dollar at $65.59 a barrel. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Sights.
country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.